Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. And bring up anything. Whatever it is that's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. You join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up still, this is, by the way, kicking off hour number two. On the way, California wants to outlaw private health insurance. We'll discuss that. Also, a young man being punished for bringing a toy gun to school. The reason he was bringing it to school was to turn it in. But yet he was punished for it. We'll give you the details there. Plus, one of our listeners has determined how long it might actually take to read the federal laws. How many years of your life it would actually take. Plus, some news about Iran, and I think we might start there, because, man, you had an email from one of our listeners, I guess, it was on foreign interventionism,
yes,
correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the news today, just to start things out here, is from ABC News. A very short report claiming that President Bush has accused Iran of contributing to the unrest in Iraq, saying that homemade bombs, the IEDs, the improvised explosive devices that are being exploded along roadsides, that sort of thing,
right,
in Iraq, he's claiming that they came from Iran. And, of course, there's no real evidence beyond the claim of some U.S. military guy.
We didn't need evidence to invade Iraq.
Right.
We just went ahead and did it. So I say, just get ready, boys. We're going to war, and they're going to need a draft in order to do it. And this is just the sort of thing that would allow Bush to backtrack on his 2004 campaign promise that there would be no draft.
Right. Oh, well, we have to go. We're under attack. And wasn't there news over the weekend about how they were claiming that that we were literally, I guess, what was it, under attack? People were coming across from
Iran.
There
was some particular elite guard of the Iranian forces coming to Iraq and stirring up trouble amongst the Iraqis.
So the U.S. government's really starting to make some accusations here.
Beat the war drum.
Yep, they really are. We're going to get to Tomer's email, but we got calls rolling in, so let's go to the phones. To the fun, to Mikkel in Indianapolis. Mikkel, or Indiana, rather. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello.
Hey,
I just started listening about Friday, and I had to listen to the archives because I had to work.
Indeed. Well, welcome aboard. What's up?
Well, first off, I'd like to get some semantics out of the way, just because I'd like to be annoying to, I believe it's Manwich that does this. Is it Manwich that constantly refers to them as constitutional rights or civil rights?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
It's very possible. Manwich has a tendency to make mistakes.
He does like the Constitution quite a bit.
Well, see, the thing is, though, that they're not constitutional rights. They're not constitutionally given. They're individual rights. You have them. They're just recognized in the Constitution.
That's correct.
I think that they could be called constitutional rights if they're recognized in the Constitution. I don't think that is mutually exclusive.
Well, I know. I'm just being annoying.
I do completely concur that the Constitution only recognizes some of the rights that you have, not necessarily grants them.
He's just saying you might be a little more accurate if you were to refer them as individual rights.
Okay.
Anyways, let me get on to my point. That way,
yes,
I get off the phone for you guys. My feedback basically is about the workaholism tax that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the economic professor or whoever it is has it totally backwards, I think.
Okay.
A person works, like Ian, for example.
Yeah.
How hard or how much time would you have to work if you didn't pay any income taxes or sales taxes to make the same amount that you make now?
Well, I don't pay any income taxes, and I do live in a state that does collect sales tax, but I don't go out and buy stuff very often. But presuming I did do both of those things, then I would have to work probably about half as much.
Half the time, right.
Right.
So you have all those people out there that are getting heavily taxed, especially if they're at upper tax bracket, that are working, 10, 15 hours overtime or so forth and so on, and so technically they are a workaholic. This guy insists on putting more taxes onto it, so now you're going to have to work even harder to try to make the same amount.
Yeah.
So really, the problem is not that they're not being taxed enough, is that they're being taxed too much.
That's
a
great
point. And they have to overwork and become a workaholic to try to make enough to have a decent living or get what they need to survive the way they want.
And I think that ties in well with Manwich's point about the college loan. I mean, if you go to college for 4 years and you've got a loan sitting on your back, my girlfriend, she has her dad is a college professor, and he's still paying off his old college loan, and he's in his 50s. I mean,
ouch.
these things are heavy duty debt.
Yeah,
and that's not going to help you either. Mikkel, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231.
Not that some people shouldn't go to college, but I don't think it's for everyone.
I agree with that. 2 years was more than enough for me, and I feel like it was a waste of time just the 2 years that I went.
Yes, I've heard you say that many, many times.
I don't know. Your diction classes seem to have done you fairly
no,
well.
No, I had to unlearn that stuff.
Get to the zone.
Let's go to
Auto
Zone. Jonathan in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to comment. At first, I wasn't ready to take this article at face value because
it's Johnson. Not Jonathan, it's Johnson. What's up?
At first, I wasn't ready to take this article at face value because you were talking about something out of a college. It sounded like it was out of a college newspaper. I thought maybe it was just some kid's project. So I went to go look at this thing. I think you guys may have hit on a world-class loser.
Who, this guy from this college, University of Michigan?
This professor whose expertise is supposedly in taxation, this guy Joel Slemrod.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, his name's Slemrod.
Yeah.
I know, his last name essentially means pencil.
He's a professor of business, economics, and public policy at University of Michigan.
Well, it's interesting because I went to go look, and this guy may be really anti-libertarian. He has a book titled, Does Atlas Shrug?
Oh, dear.
The Economic Consequences of Taxing the Rich.
Yeah, this is real bad news, huh?
Yeah, he sounds like he's one of these, like, yeah, he's got a couple other things that are interesting. And when I look at this, like, he's got stuff like rethinking estate and gift taxes. I can't really tell whether or not, I mean, the article that you guys just read makes him sound very pro-taxation.
Right.
But some of this other stuff, when I look at him, it's like, it's strange, you know, and I was wondering, I'm looking at the article, and I was wondering which way is he going. Is he maybe trying to write a piece that's kind of almost satirical? But I think
this doesn't sound like satire to me.
No, I think this guy may be, well, you know, in other words, maybe he's trying to point, you know, make a point by pointing something out.
Well, he's pointing out that he thinks that workaholism is a disease, he thinks it's an addiction, and he believes it's that public policy is the answer. He believes that passing laws can stop people from working too much, in his opinion.
Unless, of course, he was making that point, you know, in this college article, unless he was making a point for a class or something, let's say, to show how ridiculous that is. I don't know. Either way, if that's not the case, then this guy is definitely a world-class loser, and I'd like to see what turns out with this guy's books or whatever. Because if this is the case, he's definitely he shouldn't even be teaching.
There's not even a hint of satire in this article. Not even a hint. And this guy is the teacher, the professor of public policy. So his job is to teach about government and policy and laws. And if you're in academia, you tend to just have a warped worldview. You don't live in the real world. You live in this kind of cocoon of the university. And so it tends to be that these people are socialists. It's very rare that you'll come across libertarian professors. They do exist. But for the most part, it's pretty much a socialist playground in the world of academia.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can't find any more information about this guy and see if there's anything else out there, because it's certainly, I mean, I don't even think, if this is the kind of tripe that he's teaching, I don't think he should be teaching anymore.
Well, there are a lot of guys out there like this in the college system, so, I mean, he's just one of thousands, probably. Johnson, thanks for the call, man. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, this is how it is. In the world of colleges.
You know, I wouldn't have a problem with what the guy's teaching if he was teaching at a university that wasn't funded by my tax dollars.
Hmm.
But all of them are, except for Hillsdale College in Michigan. It's the only college that isn't. And the fact that taxpayers' money goes to fund this guy's stuff is really what the biggest problem here is. It's not necessarily what he's talking about. As far as censuring him.
That taxpayer money goes to fund any colleges is the problem, regardless of whether the teachers are taking libertarian positions or they're taking socialist positions. And Penn and Teller did a great episode on their show, BS, about college that really pointed out how the world of academia is a bastion of socialist thinking. 800-259-9231. There's no reason to go there and just have them try to warp your mind any further. I say drop out. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see we've got over 900 of our listeners that have added themselves as little digital push pins to our listener map. You go there, you can type in your location, plug in a photo of yourself if you like, your name, even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the map at map.freetalklive.com. It's neat stuff. Map.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.com. freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. All right, so the U.S. government, the Bush administration, is banging that war drum for Iran. They've mm-hmm. been sort of, they've been banging a little bit in the past, a little bit louder, and now they're coming right out and they're claiming that...
Who has timpani on it?
Right, now they're claiming that Iran is manufacturing IEDs and sending those into Iraq to explode on the side of the road.
Iran's making exploding IUDs?
IEDs, improvised exploding devices that are typically used in car bombs, just cars sitting on the side of the road. They'll blow them up as military vehicles pass by, that sort of thing. Or just they'll blow them up on other Iraqi citizens. So they're claiming that Iran is already attacking the United States troops. That's what they're coming out and that's what they've been saying over the past week.
Right.
And so
we're under attack.
Yeah. Let's jump into the email box on the Iran situation.
Well, in this, Tomer is talking about us basically saying that, we were talking about contractors in Iraq, and some guy was like, well, what about the people who are getting their heads sawed off? Shouldn't we be in there fighting about them? Well, they wouldn't have been getting their heads sawed off if they weren't over there.
Yeah,
but
stay home.
Anyway, okay, so you guys have no sympathy for contractors who were tortured and killed and had their bodies cut up because they knew what they were getting into when they did something they believed in. Okay, well, how about the UN workers who came to help the Iraqi people and had their heads cut off? You have no sympathy for them because they knew what they were getting at? How about Nick Berg, who came to Iraq to set up electricity and help those people live a better life and got killed? How about reporter I had Nick Berg and Daniel Pearl confused.
Okay.
When we were talking about it. How about the reporter Daniel Pearl, who checked up some story in Pakistan and got killed for being a Jew and son of Israelis? He knew what he was getting at.
Yeah, knew what they were getting into.
How about U.S. soldiers who get blown to pieces? Any sympathy for them? They knew what they were getting into.
I feel sympathy for them.
I feel sympathy for their families, certainly. They're dead.
I feel
bad that they suffered.
Well, I feel sympathy for the soldiers because they joined the military, and a lot of them were kind of suckered into it, I think, in a way. And I feel sorry for them. I can't empathize, but I do feel sorry for them.
And I have kind of an analogy here, because I think Tomer's... he's in Israel, and he is an Israeli.
Right.
And I think he's enmeshed in it, seriously emotionally enmeshed in it because he's right there in the midst of it.
Sure.
Suppose for a second that, the United States, somebody went from the United States down to the Amazon to preach to the Amazonian tribes down there and, managed to get himself, caught up with some cannibals and he was dinner. Should I advocate the use of military force against the Amazonian cannibals?
No.
I don't. I think you're silly. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you suffered, and I'm sorry for your family for the loss of you as a person.
Yeah, I'm sorry for anybody that gets their head chopped off. I mean, that's no good. That's not fun.
But I must say that preaching the word of Jesus to a bunch of cannibals is silly. In my opinion.
And going to an area of the world where there's violence happening on a daily basis is dangerous, and it's to be expected that something could happen to you.
And let's not forget that I have to fund most of these little operations. Whether it's through the dues that the United States pays the UN, or whether it's through tax dollars, which, of course, they get from tax dollars, or whether it's directly to tax dollars that are used in military ventures, I have the privilege of funding these little adventures. And I don't want to because I think they're dumb.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion. And I'm free. So I should not have to give my money to something that my opinion does not support. That is contrary to what freedom is.
I agree with that.
All right. These days I'm helping a friend of mine who's in a lot of trouble because of some really bad people. I don't imagine what that means in Israel. Suppose they hurt me because my ideology is to help my friends. No sympathy for me? Be careful, please. You may say you disagree with the people who join the military. You may say that you think the Iraq war is not a good idea, or even a lie. But you can't choose to pick your sympathy based on wars you support and wars you don't support.
I don't support any wars, except in a defensive war.
Right.
If someone's attacking us, then it's another story.
You can't say that you have no sympathy for an 18-year-old soldier who thought he was liberating Europe and was killed by the Nazis, but no sympathy for an 18-year-old, that I do have sympathy for him and don't have sympathy for an 18-year-old soldier who thought he was liberating Albanians or Afghans and got killed by the Taliban. Well, I honestly don't think we should have been in World War II. Either.
That's
just
right.
So you know, Tomer.
Yeah,
If
we hadn't been in World War I, there probably wouldn't have ever been a World War II.
Absolutely.
So I don't think we should have been in that one either.
If there hadn't been a World War I, there wouldn't have been a Hitler, and all the Jews wouldn't have been killed.
Well, now, there was a World War I if we hadn't gotten into it and tipped the scales.
Right. If we hadn't have,
and ousted the Kaiser.
Right. If we hadn't have gotten involved in that, all the Jews wouldn't have been slaughtered, Tomer. You should be against all wars. You guys are so partial at times. You pride yourself at being above the disgusting partisanship of the two major parties. All I see is three groups that spread disgusting partisan points of view instead of two. Well, our group is so small, I can't imagine how you do. But okay.
Is that it?
What can I say again? That's his email, yes.
No, Torgo, you sort of absorbed all that. How do you feel about the people that went overseas to set up electric fences or whatever it is they're doing,
to try to
make money over in Iraq and Iran and not Iran, but in Afghanistan, and got themselves killed by the people that were cutting off heads? I mean, how do you feel about them?
Well, now here's the thing: I have two different opinions, and there are some that I feel sympathy mm-hmm. for, and some that I don't feel sympathy for. And the difference is, the people who enlisted in the military or got themselves involved in this type of activity before this military action took place and were then taken from whatever it was they signed up to do to go do this instead, I feel some sympathy for those people.
Especially right. the reservists that were not supposed to go anywhere outside the country.
Exactly.
Expectation of it.
However, once we started the military action, the people who said, oh, well, sign me up,
yeah.
I have no sympathy for you or your family.
Now, what about the people that aren't in the military? What about the individuals that went over just to try to make some money over there?
Well, those who knew what it was they were getting themselves into.
How could you not have known, right? I mean, if
exactly.
there's a war going on, how could you not have been aware of that?
If it's a war zone and you say, hey, I'm going to go try and help these people. I know I'm going into a war zone, but I'm going to do my best to help these people. You know going into it that there's a chance that you can get killed. And while it is tragic that you got killed, I'm not going to sit here and cry over it because you knew what you were getting yourself into.
Or for that matter, support military ventures and retribution.
Use it as an excuse to go and send more troops in.
I mean, one's feelings are completely irrelevant here. It's what you do with the tax money.
That's true. He asked me how I felt.
Absolutely.
So I was answering the question as it was posed.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't alone on this one, man, which that we weren't alone in not feeling sorry for these people that absolutely realized the situation they were getting into.
Don't want to get hit by a car? Don't run out in traffic.
One of our listeners, Michael, was over in Iraq. He was working for Halliburton. I think he was distributing water and ice. That was
Is he not over there any longer?
He's coming. He's on his way home. I'm not sure if he's home yet, but
awesome.
He got sick of the bureaucracy, sick of the stuff going on. And he realized that he was in jeopardy, but the reason why he was there was because he's making money, and he said it was tax-free. So he said he was able to make a lot of money while he was there, didn't have to pay a dime in taxes on it, so that's why he was willing to take that risk. So all of these people that went over there, for whatever their reasons were, knew that they were taking an extreme amount of risk. And they realized
of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, so two sizes should fit pretty much everyone with an internet connection. They're both free. freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Niall in Utah. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen, to quote a great man.
Hey, Niall, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to call in and talk about whaling, but when you got talking about soldiers who joined the military and going over to Iraq, that touched me. My brother joined the military this last year and
really?
On the way to Iraq.
What encouraged him to join the military?
Oh, I wish I could say it's, sort of a great... I wish I could say he had, like, a deep and abiding love for the state. I really think it's because he sees a job opportunity.
Well, how old is he?
He's 19. He's going into the IT or some sort of support thing like that.
He's going into information technology?
Yeah, something like that.
And he only thought he could find a job in the military? Torgo, you're in IT. Are there really a shortage of jobs out there?
There's,
I find that hard to believe.
There's something of a shortage, but... I don't think that it's bad enough that you have to join the military to find work.
Maybe someday he'll tell me why.
How did they get him? Were they heavily trying to recruit him initially since he's 19? I presume he was getting phone calls.
No,
or did he approach them?
He's been out of high school for a while. He pretty much approached them. But now I have a stake in this war where before I really could ignore it before, but I never thought that anyone in my family would be affected by it.
Yeah. Which branch did he join?
The Army.
Wow. So he may end up out there in the front lines.
No, he's still an IT guy, probably.
But that doesn't... Well, no. When you join the military, unless you... There's some way that you can specify what section you want to be in, but I think that's after you graduate a certain number... There's some sort of requirement there. In general, when you join the Army, they put you wherever they want to put you. They say that you can learn all these different things and everything, but they don't... It's one of those promises that they tend to break. One of
well,
those promises
yeah,
that's not in writing?
He got sent to Fort Benning, Georgia, and which I'm told by some ROTC students that I know that is an infantry.
He went to Fort Benning. Is he going through airborne training?
No.
Huh.
So he's either ending up in infantry or I'm not sure. So that's in the back of my mind, too, you know.
Yeah.
Besides, you always hear about...
So he hasn't checked out yet, right?
Oh, no. He's. I think he's got a little bit more training to do, then he'll send him to Germany. And then
gotcha.
To Iraq. But,
got it.
But boy, oh boy, I don't like to see that.
Yeah, I bet you don't, considering...
And I don't want to think that he's doing something bad, because I don't think he thinks he's doing something bad.
I'm sure he
does. I know he's not a bad person.
Well, if you can, send him a link to Free Talk Live and get him hooked on the show, if it's possible. We've got military members over there that listen to Free Talk Live, and it couldn't hurt.
I think that's probably a good idea. I think I'll do that.
You know, the thing with power, and that's what the government has, is... It sort of skews what bad and good is. You know, the government says this is good. And
since they're powerful, they get respect by the media, and that message gets repeated, and other people believe that, well, if the government says it must be good.
Well, let me expand on that. The worst evil this government, or any government where it sets policy, has is that it doesn't just claim a monopoly on use of force. That would be bad enough, correct? Right. What's actually trying to gain a monopoly is on belief. Official cultural construction.
Is on the what?
Belief.
Oh.
It's going to tell you what's right and what's wrong, or it's going to try to. It's going to tell you what's patriotic and what's not. I mean, if you think about it, you know, I've spent most of my adult life studying history. The marriage of the state, that unholy marriage of the state and the nation, is a relatively recent thing. But the state has made itself the nation. You can hate the country. You can hate the state and love the country.
Absolutely. That's how I feel. I love America. What it originally stood for was fantastic. Freedom and liberty, and now I hate the government.
You should not confuse the two, because then you're buying another thing that they've constructed for you. But that's not really...
Great point, Niall. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to commend a point you guys brought up a number of months ago about some of the environmentalist policies that that the government has purported and causing more problems. And I'm writing my thesis on whaling, the history of whaling. And, you know, I won't go into a lot of detail on this, but
sure. It's
quite clear that it is actually direct government intervention that caused over-whaling and the decimation of whaling.
How so?
This century. Well, what it was a certain group of Norwegian companies developed modern whaling. They invested, they invented, and they innovated, and they went whaling. They were the first people to require and bring scientists aboard so they could track whale populations and whale stocks.
Okay. You don't want to run out, right? I mean, if you're going to be whaling, if you're in business to whale, you certainly don't want to run out of those whales, right?
Precisely.
You don't want to be in the wrong place. You don't want to be in the North Seas when the whales are in the South Seas.
And then whaling got out of control because they started trying to bring the kids into it.
No, that's not the case at all. Because
they made a comic book. Captain Ahab made him a superhero.
Well,
so what really happened?
What really happened was, you know, these weren't family businesses. They're corporations that were run by families. Within Norway, they weren't part of the Norwegian government. What happened was varying countries wanted to get on the act and make money too, but they went through their governments to do so. The first was England. They were followed by Russia and various other ones. And they started to copy the Norwegians, and there was an increased pressure on the whales. But when you see the whale stocks really crash is right after World War I, especially after World War II, is when various treaties were established, especially after World War II, when International Whaling Commission was established, which set quotas on a national line, not on a company line or a personal line, but for the first time ever on a national line. Suddenly, it's no longer in their interest to whale according to their need or...
They can only whale according to the amount specified in the law.
That's not the problem. Is the Norwegians were famous for using every tiniest scrap of the whale because they needed the money. What it turned into is they could either use all of the whale or kill more whales or lose that quota.
I see. So the more whales they killed, the larger quota they got from the government. So, of course, they killed as many whales as they could.
It wasn't just one government. It was a group of
International Whaling Commission, and it is... it's basically controlled by the United States and Greenpeace.
So you're telling me that government regulations killed the whales?
Yes, that's
totally believable, Niall. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231.
Something we didn't get into there is the seas are basically anyone can go across them. They're unowned land.
International waters.
They're international waters. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were... owned, and I'm not saying I advocate this, but this would be an aspect of if portions of them were owned, if people had plotted sections of seas, they would have a vested interest in protecting the animals that are in their little section of sea. If, for instance, if you think you're going to come on my property and hunt squirrels, you're wrong.
That's right.
I don't want you hunting squirrels. I like the little buggers. The only one who gets to hunt squirrels at my house is my big fat cat, Senior Grouchy Pants.
It would seem to be difficult to homestead ocean, but there must be some way to do that.
Must be.
1-800-259-9231.
The problem with there being no property there.
I love the fact that your cat's name is Senior Grouchy Pants. I just had to bring that.
Hey, Rick's on the line. Mark as well. Ladies, if you dial in, you come first on Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You can literally bring up anything. Still on the way, kid has been punished for having a toy gun at school. Also, California wants to outlaw private health insurance. What are they thinking? This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Welcome What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates. If you sign up for them, you'll be first to know whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Rick in Reno. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich.
I'm wondering if we can build a coalition of Greens, Libertarians, and Democrats, and conscientious Republicans to move that madman out of the White House and into prison.
Come November.
What is your exact proposal?
How would you possibly move him into prison?
Well,
first of all, you
going to let me talk? Or?
Yeah, no, I was just going to continue asking my question. Are you talking about this November or in 2008 November?
This coming November.
Okay, now go ahead, sir.
Okay. Impeach the man in the Congress, convict him in the Senate, put him in prison, and hopefully put a sane administration into office come 2008.
Man,
how do you think that idea?
I like it. Wouldn't that make Dick Cheney the president?
Pardon me?
Wouldn't impeaching Bill...
Not necessarily. Why not a dual impeachment?
Ah, okay. Two for the price of one.
I don't know if the Constitution allows for that.
I don't know either.
Maybe we'll get lucky in that the second in line son of a buck will just drop dead. You know,
now,
he's been in the hospital enough times.
Yeah, good point.
Maybe we can get lucky. You know,
It could be. I'm actually a little bit rusty on the whole impeachment thing. Can you arrest, can you charge a president with a crime after he has been impeached? I thought you could only charge him with a crime after he's out of office, or does impeachment...
I wish I knew enough about the constitutional law to ask to answer that.
Yes, I would
like to see some sort of coalition, though, and I have an idea to bounce off of you.
Okay, go.
Suppose we were to take unwed mothers out of South Dakota, move them to the free state of New Hampshire, if they're underprivileged, help them with the skills and the necessities in order to build themselves a good family life.
And
work with Greens, green money, Democratic money, conscientious Republican money, and libertarian
money. The Greens
don't
have any money.
Well, you know what I'm
trying to... They spend it all on weed.
Get people to put their money where their mouth is and put this thing together so that you would actually appeal to the conscience of the libertarians who are not necessarily anti-abortion.
So you're saying that people should elect somebody else to office in November 2006. They should elect, I presume, Democrats, really, because there aren't going to be very many Greens or Libertarians running for office. So you're saying let's get the Republicans out of control.
Absolutely.
Let's impeach the president. There's somebody who's calling for impeachment now, isn't there? Russ
Feingold? There is a growing body of people in the Congress calling for it, and it's gaining momentum.
I just don't trust the unprincipled parties. The Democrats were the party of Washington for a long time, and we didn't get anything great out of them. And I just can't imagine that we make a deal with them any more than any other deal made with politicians, and we get what we want out of it.
Yeah.
I'm not totally opposed to what you're saying, though. I must.
Well, I'm an apostate libertarian because I am pro-choice. I am pro-life. Okay. I'm pro-life. And I believe that there's room for pro-lifers in the Libertarian Party.
I agree.
Sure, as long as you don't want to pass a law against people for having abortions. I mean, I think if you're pro-life and if you if you can go out and persuade people to not have abortions, I think you're being totally libertarian.
I think that there's still room for somebody who wants to pass laws against abortion.
I don't agree with that.
Well, I know you don't.
And I believe also that if all the parties were to put together some sort of operation where women could go and raise their children, because people are willing to put their money where their mouth is, and that puts wind in the sails of God. See, we're not glorifying ourselves; we're just putting together this kind of operation.
It sounds difficult, Rick, because these groups tend to not get along with one another. So I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but an interesting idea. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, I can't see... Libertarians disagree with one another often enough. I can't see them possibly joining into any sort of a coalition with the Democrats. But, miracles have happened, I suppose, in the past. I can't say that I think that Rick's idea is ever going to come to fruition.
However, in reference to something Rick mentioned and that you mentioned as well, Ian, 30 U.S. House representatives have signed on as sponsors or co-sponsors of House Resolution 635, which would create a select committee to look into the grounds for recommending President Bush's impeachment. So we've got 30 representatives who have signed on for a resolution
to
that
look into it.
No, you can't have impeachment without a committee to start the proceedings.
Right.
So 30 representatives have already signed their approval to create that committee.
So now maybe some people could run on the campaign in 2006 of, hey, I'll vote to impeach the president.
Exactly.
And maybe that's how they could get elected. Interesting ideas. 1-800-259-9231. Related to that, I saw some news over at hammeroftruth.com today, where they apparently they took the world's smallest political quiz, or they took the Diamond Chart, which is the new political chart, which includes people on the left, people on the right, people who are authoritarians and libertarians, all on the same political spectrum. And they took a bunch of different representatives from the House, and they charted them based on their votes on certain issues that have come up over the last year.
I believe they do this at RLC.org, too.
Well, they charted them, and as it turns out, the Democrats were more libertarian than the Republicans. The Republicans were scoring in the authoritarian quadrant overwhelmingly, whereas the Democrats were just scoring in the regular left quadrant. And they proposed that the reason for this was because they're not in power. Since the Democrats aren't in power, they have to take more libertarian-esque positions in order to actually to get more popularity again. therefore that's why they're showing up there. If the Republicans were not in power, then they would be showing more libertarian, and the Democrats would be showing more authoritarian. Kind of interesting.
Just everyone undermining whoever's in control. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And whoever's in control is acting as though they're authoritarians, and they don't have any principles whatsoever. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got an auction going on. In fact, it's going on as we speak. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid on a banner. We have banners on our website. They're across the entire site, and you can promote whatever you want. Your band, your business, your product, whatever that you want to promote, do it. But you got to bid first. Auction.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. You can join us on the phones, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. To Mark in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Mark, what's up?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Homeschooler. That's right. I'm a homeschooler of two boys, Libertarian Party member since 1980, and I've served a term as an elected public official.
Wow. Wow. Which kind of elected public official?
Soil and water.
As a Libertarian?
Well, no, they're a nonpartisan in my state.
Oh, but you were still a Libertarian when that happened.
Absolutely.
Oh, congratulations.
I've been a Libertarian now for 26 years.
Did you do anything on the Soil and Water Board that could have been considered Libertarian?
It was difficult because it was basically me and a bunch of environmentalists.
Mm, yeah, right. I bet.
These were, of course, socialist environments.
Right. But it would be a heck of a you'd have a heck of a time every time they bring up something. You say, well, I think that this could be best managed by, private ownership of property.
Or volunteerism or something like that.
Yeah.
I was interested in your discussion on HOAs, homeowners associations.
Okay.
You have to be really careful about advocating those things these days. Many times they're just they're kind of encouraged, nudge nudge, wink wink, by county governments. They're using them as a backdoor way to institute far more restrictive zoning than is politically possible to pass the usual way.
Well, you're telling me governments have some sort of say in the creation of certain homeowners agreements?
A lot of times they do.
I don't see why they wouldn't, because they zone a particular property that they give to a contractor, the developer. The developers have to go through the government in order to get things done.
So they say, we'll zone it this way if you put these things in your homeowners agreements?
A lot of them are doing that. Some of them are doing it just, you know, really under the table kind of things.
Wow.
Saying we're going to make it rough for you unless you have an HOA that has this, this, and this.
I can believe that. Wow, I never heard that before, but it's totally believable.
Another thing is, one of the things we have going on around here is there's these homeowners association-ruled developments where they have public paid-for streets.
Right.
But the government allows the HOA to put gates on it.
Hmm. That's good.
So everybody has to pay for it.
Yeah, but they can put gates on it.
Right, and they can, they can ask you for identification, and they can prevent you from coming in if they decide that they don't like you.
Even though you're paying for the streets. So that's one of those backroom deals, then, again, saying that, hey, well, look, you're going to build this new neighborhood in our town. That's great. We're going to build the roads for you, but you have to allow us to do this, and you have to put these provisions in your guidelines. For your deed restriction.
I'm not sure there's actually one mistake in what you just said. About 60 or 70% of the road mileage in the United States is actually built by the private sector at the private sector's expense.
No kidding.
Right. Think about
60%, it. 60% you said?
Something like that, 60% or so. Now we're talking mostly secondary roads, of course. When a new development goes in, the developer is usually required, at least in most states, to build proper roads up to county code or city code. And then once the development is built, they are forced, usually, by law, to turn it over to the government entity.
Really? Okay. I did not know that. Very educational. Thank you, Mark. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. How long would it take for you to read all of the laws? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you